Yes. What's up, my peoples? Y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and thank you guys for joining me for Sheridana's Diary of a Fashionista. And we have an amazing, impactful, thought-provoking, educational, fun, episode for you guys. I definitely know you will learn something today, and I want you guys to take everything what I'm saying with a grain of salt, be able to have your own discernment and apply it to your life. This goes out to all our young girls. This also goes out to, the mature females out there, or, you're a little bit older, what have you. And so we're going to talk about this fashion, this look of the day. Don't you worry about that. But in the meanwhile, let's get into it. I just want to just let you guys know where I'm at right now. I want to give a huge shout out to the one and only Miss Nicki Minaj for this banger right here. Okay.
It pretty much speaks for itself. From 2009 to 2019, e-commerce grew from...
Not that. No, sir. I wanted to give you guys a moment for life, because this is a very special moment in my life. I feel... this is why I'm wearing this outfit. I feel like a queen, because I am. Yes. And who I fire is my empire. You know it. Call all the shots. This moment, I'm king. Matter of fact, I'm queen. Yes. I'm blessed. Yes. Me. Y'all. My community raised me. Still hood. Couldn't faze me. Syndicated, I don't know. Mind me of. This day just mind me of. Hey. But you, let me get my H to the Izzo. Yes. Greatness. This moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. My moment, I just feel so alive. 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 I know we gonna have to feel so alive, alive, yes. This is the moment I waited all my, I could tell it's time, yes. One with the sunset. Come alive. I wish that I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 What's good for Brazil? That I can have this moment for life. For life. Yes, alive. That's the vibe. That's who I'm at right now, y'all. Okay, I gotta give a shout out to my people on the Twitch right now. What is that, Mia? KUN007 Grand Rising. Good afternoon from Brazil. We are actually you're in Brazil and we're in like the Washington DC area. So shout out to my people in Brazil. One of these days I'm gonna come and I'm gonna do a little pop up and like Sheridana's here. Okay, so we're gonna finish out our our little rock out session right now, guys. I want to give a big shout out to the one and only Sizzla Kalanje, okay? All the way from JA. Let's get the vibe all the way up. We have a lot to talk about, y'all. A lot to talk about, okay? I need for y'all vibe to be up. This is how I be feeling. They can't keep a good woman down. I want me to frown. From where? With this beautiful smile? They will never ever take my crown. What? I'm anointed. Would be worse if for a search. Only my illustration book. As solid as a rock, they just can't stop me now. Hey, hey. You just can't stop me now. Hey, yes. Shout out to my people in Jamaica, Wagwan, my people. They can't stop. They can't stop the vibe. They can't stop the energy. Come through. Come through. Thank you. I appreciate it. I do a little something, something. Hey. Well, thank you for inspiring, you know. I love to sing, y'all. Yeah, they try to make my life so hard, but I'm anointed, okay? They just can't stop me now. Hey, hey. They trying to say they trapped. They just can't stop me now. They just can't stop me now. Well, watch this channel, you'll learn. Miss my name. Innocent to blame. I just wanna hold a vibe with y'all. Y'all already know I'll rock out with y'all all day. If y'all wanna hear you know, the DJ part of Shiradana, make sure you guys come at come through. I'm gonna do probably like a Friday or Saturday vibe on Clubhouse, you know, come check me out, you know what I'm talking about? So big shout out to Mia. Hope I'm saying that. Khan007 from Brazil. Okay, let's get into it because we got a lot to talk about, guys. Okay, so today's topic is 7 things a father should have said or should say to their daughters. And this is so important to me because you may or may not know, guys. My father was taken from me when I was 10 years old. Well, actually, I was 9 years old. And so I moved to America when I was 10 years old. And so it's a lot of things that he didn't say to me, but it's still a lot of things that he did say to me. And so I want to share some of my experience with you guys, and I want to give you some of the knowledge that I've received throughout my time here in this universe, okay? And I'm going to just put this up a little bit so y'all can just see this face. I'm giving y'all face. Okay, I'm just giving you. Okay, so yeah, so 7 things your father should say to you. Okay, I'm smart. You're smart. You're beautiful. You're intelligent. You're gorgeous. You're worth it. You know what I mean? You can do whatever you put your mind to. All right, today we're going to be diving deep with your girl, Shiradana. And yes, you are tuned into the one and only, okay, Shiradana's Diary of a Fashionista. We're going to dive into the topic. Of course, we're going to do our word of the day, our quote of the day. We're going to do our fashion, our fab cam. We're going to give you some news. And we're going to give you a lot of gems. So let's get right into it. So we're going to start with our shout out. I'm going to have to do a shout out. My first shout out goes to me. My first shout out goes to the one and only Shiradana. Okay, shout out to Snoop. And yeah, for being brilliant, for being courageous, for being outspoken, for being, you know, resilient, for being fierce, powerful, and beautiful, for being, you know, authentic, for being, what's my other word, vulnerable, for being compassionate, for being loving, for being determined. Like, I'm so determined to to continue to work on my vision and to continue to work on myself to become my greatest version. So my daughter could look at me and say, yo, this is what a healthy woman is supposed to look like. This is what it's all boiled down to. You know what I mean? And I'm here to show my son, like, this is how your woman is supposed to treat you. Period. Okay? I treat my son like a king and I treat my daughter like a queen. Period. That's how it's supposed to go. All right? So my shout out goes to me for being right now in my life. I've been fathering and mothering myself like my whole entire life, for real, for real. So big shout out to me for being resilient. Okay? Big shout out to my brands. Okay? Big shout out to Chanel Designs, which is always, it's like the universe knew that, you know, that I was going to need my own designs. You know what I mean? Like, the universe knew that I was going to be that trendsetter, that I was going to be that girl that really needs to, you know, wake up society. Yes, you don't have to look trashy to be sexy, okay? And I know I'm fly. I know I'm sexy. And I'm not showing a bunch of skin, okay? My son be like, Mom, that's too much shoulders. But it's just, you know what I mean? He's just super open to protective. What have you, okay? And we're showing minimal legs. What I'm saying is you don't have to be wearing barely nothing to be sexy. But anyway, move along. Shout out to Chanel Designs for just embodying beauty, for embodying style and grace. And I'm just so happy, like, the universe, that God gave me this gift to be able to translate, like, my emotion into clothes. Like, this is my emotion for today. You know what I mean? I feel like a goddess because I am a goddess. And I was able to convey that in my clothing. And this is what clothing do. It conveys a message. So, that goes to my first quote, even though we're not done. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's a girl, Sheridan, and we back at it again. I don't know what happened, but my recording off my thing stopped on my podcast, but I'm not sure, but we back at it again. But yeah, I was just giving a shout out to Sheridan Designs, Sheridan Beauty Salon, a Humble Confident Model Agency, and Unity Fashion Institute, and big shout out to my dude, Prince, on the ING. Also, a huge shout out to a really good friend. His name is Iotan, and I want to play this song right now that's very had just evoked so much emotion in me. Also, you know, really inspired me to do, you know, to kind of walk into my destiny as well. It was already going that way, but I feel like he helped inspire. But without further ado, I wanted to share his song. It's called Stop. And it's really meaning stop with the foolishness in terms of politics. Right now, there's a lot of things that's going on in Jamaica that needs to stop. Okay, you know, right now people are not being able to get any food, any relief. You know, there was a 7-day no movement. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, what? Please excuse my French, y'all. I gotta give it to you how I feel. Like, what the fuck do you mean no movement? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, and you know, people have to deal with that in Jamaica. That means you can't go to work, you can't, you know, go to school, you can't do nothing, but the airport is open. Why is that? So I'm not understanding what the prime minister is doing. So Andrew, I'm gonna know where I'm going with it now, but man, I like it. So without further ado, I obtained a song called Stop. Give y'all a sample, go check it out on YouTube. Hey. Should I see him? Yo, the pressure be so heavy, y'all. That was the sign. people hungry and want some food. Hold on, man. Matter of fact, take that back. Yes. Yeah, Marcus Garvey legacy have to keep on going. So we have to stand up for what we believe in, y'all. So shout out to iOctane for that. Also, shout out to Pastor R.C. Blakes. I truly appreciate you very much. Like, he's kind of like that second father that I needed to have in my life. And that's what happened when you don't have your original father. Like, the universe always sends a subsidized, you know, I'm gonna say replacement, but it's not really replacement, a subsidized person. What's the word I'm looking for? Substitute. Say that 10 times, right? So yeah. Our word of the day is hinged, and this will all make sense after you guys have evoked all of the content today. So hinged, commercial, identity, dress code. So let's get into it. What is the definition of hinge? To attach or join with. Okay. Also, the word of commercial. What does the word commercial mean? It means concerned with or engaged in commerce. I want you guys to listen to the key word, okay? Engage in commerce, okay? Also, making or intended to make a profit, okay? Ladies, be impeccable with your dress code. Okay, engage in the correct profit. Okay, the next word is identity. What does that mean? The characteristics determined who or what a person or a thing is. Okay, and then the word dress code. What does that mean? Dress code means is a set of rules often written with regards to what clothing groups of people must wear. That means create your own dress code. That's what I've done. I've created my own dress code because guess what? I'm not wear some of that clothes that's out here in these streets. I'm just not gonna do it. And it's like the Most High just knew that I was bossy saucy and I was not about to be wearing some of these stuff that's out here, and I'm not be following all these people that's wearing some ridiculous clothes. I'm not doing it. I'm doing my own thing, period. Shirt on designs. How you doing? So, back to my quote of the day. The dress code. Your dress code, ladies, that are young ladies and are a little bit more seasoned. I'm not going to call anybody old, okay? Because I don't really like the word old, okay? Your mattress is old. Your season, for the seasoned ladies that didn't have a father figure and that really don't know and who has broken consciousness, because it's a lot. Is a lot. Dress code is your commercial. What are you selling? What is your message? So not because you see somebody, you know, on stage, that means that's what you're going to be wearing out here in the streets. Don't do it. What are you advertising? What are you presenting to the world? Okay. Everything. My next quote is like, everything God made that is of value and precious is covered. You won't have to dig it up to get the value. Okay? Just like there's gold, you have to dig that up. Diamonds, you have to dig that up. So don't make it too easy. Don't make it too easy. Cover yourself up. You don't have to show everything to be sexy. And I'm here as a prime example. Like, I feel like a beautiful goddess and I feel like I'm sexy, okay? But I'm dressed, girl. I'm dressed. And I feel so beautiful, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Really utilize You know, and that's the difference between, like, back in the day. Back in the day, we really utilized a fabrication to express ourselves. Now, I'm like, is anybody buying fabric nowadays? Everybody, like, let's go back to couture. Let's go back to wearing clothing. Let's go back to having class. Let's go on back to leave something to the imagination. But you know what? It's because of the lack of fathers. So what I have to say is, fathers, be present for your daughters. Be present. Okay, you and the mom is not together, still make an effort to be present, because your daughter needs your voice. Your daughter needs your voice, period. And taking it from a person who I didn't have my father throughout my whole life, I needed my father's voice. So therefore, I had to find other voices. And some of the voices wasn't right for me until I actually found myself, so I could hear my own voice but still have that guidance. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Don't have that broken conscience, okay? And it comes for the lack of a paternal instructions, because sometimes your father wasn't there, like, you just don't know how to act. Or even if your father is there, you want to rebel. I don't know why. Ladies, be a leader. Don't follow everybody. Not because I'm not wearing a bhakti rider and they have, oh, they're not wearing no t-shirt and they nipples cover up and all this foolishness. Don't do that. Don't do that. If you ever want to get married, remember, that's your commercial. So if you don't want dude to be talking sex to you every single day, you need to dress accordingly. Okay? And what I've noticed, yo, I'm truly enjoying my singleness. Like, being single has been my greatest season to commit myself to the things that gives me purpose, yo. Like, I have literally accomplished so many things in my single season. I had literally today I was doing my reflection, like, bro, like, are you kidding me right now? I've done so much and I'm so happy about it and I feel so fulfilled. Like, I'm literally, like, I'm creating my own fashion and beauty empire. What? And, like, it didn't start, you know, really manifest until after I was single. Did you guys know that? Like, even though I went through a storm to be able to get here, but the universe was checking to see, like, yo, do I really want this? Okay? Okay, so this is my quote that I came up with. To find purpose, one must be emotionally available to receive it. Child. Whew. I hope that didn't go over your head. Like, I created that one today. To find purpose, one must be emotionally available to receive it. Because I've been working on myself, y'all, to really give myself that self-love. Because, you know, a lot of the men that I didn't have that much, but, you know, the men that I had in my life, it was rough. It was rough. And because I didn't love myself enough, I basically put up with a lot of fuckery. Yeah, it's going to be cursed on this channel because I'm real with this shit. Like, certain words are going to be nice and clean and polished, but some going to be straight, like, how it is. How I got it from the Most High, that's how I'm going to give it to y'all. Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat that shit, period. Like, the relationship was tough. And I had to find myself. I had to lose my partner to find myself. Okay? And I was okay with that because I had to find me. You have to find you. Do not let a relationship determine who the fuck you are. Period. You don't have a man? Okay? Okay? Period. Next! Period. Okay? A queen does not necessarily need a king to rule. Because remember, in chess, a queen can move whatever she wants. But remember, a queen do protect the king, okay? So if anything, a king, he needs his queen. I hope y'all heard that. A queen can move wherever she wants to on the chessboard, but a king needs a queen to protect him, okay? Because a lot of time, the knight's out there trying to sneak up on the king, but only a queen can really see. Okay, and so it's imperative that we know our value. Okay, your value does not determine a relationship. Your value has nothing to do with anybody. Okay, not him, not her, not nobody. Your value is determined by yourself. Okay, so ladies, young ladies, women out there in these streets, we are the most precious thing that's on this earth, okay? The men, they do it for us. So we are the prize. We must know that we are the prize. So we're not running off of nobody. We're not chase off of nobody. Like, look, everything that we want come to us, period, okay? And guess what? If the universe took it away from us, that means we have something better. A more upgrade, and we have to be patient, but guess what? We got to do the work and be ready. Like, literally, the universe, the Most High, been preparing me for all the things that I say I want in my life. Okay, so my next quote is, never lay down for a man that would not lay his life down for you, boo-boo, sweetheart. It's a lot of clown in the motherfucking crowns out here. It's a lot of clowns in the crown, y'all. It's a lot of clowns in the crown. What that mean? It's a lot of dudes thinking that, oh, they all that, or just because they got money or a nice car, that mean they're king. No. Your morals determine if you're a king. If you know how to treat your woman, not beat on her, not belittle her, not call her names, okay? Not be spiteful. If a dude is spiteful, he's not even a man. He's a bitch. Period. Okay? So, excuse my French. I'm giving it to y'all how I have it because my life experience, that's what I've noticed. Okay, if you can beat on a woman, that's your feminine energy coming out. Like, use a feminine. So don't be beating on nobody, period. Don't do that. Okay, go find a dude to be beaten on. Okay, so are the women out here, the young girls, know your strength, know your worth. Okay? At all. Just know it. I just want to keep being proof that good people with no hidden agendas still exist. Because a lot of people, what I've noticed, you know, they be having a hidden agendas. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I do this for you, but can you do that for me? Or just be sneaky with that shit. Don't, like, if you're upfront, like, yo, do this, and I'm, you know, I want you to do that. Like, be upfront. Don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm going to go back to the men. Like, some, yo, these men, ooh. I'm going to say these boys, these clowns, it's so much clowns in the crowns out here, y'all. Like, men are supposed to be guardians. Okay, over the female that they know, over the family that they know. And they're trying to be preying on you, okay? And like, make you compromise your moral. They just some busters, okay? Men are supposed to protect a woman, period. So for all the men that's out here that's not doing the female justice, you need to go have several of the seats that way. Okay? And I know there is a severe impact of women that go through it's just when you don't have a father, it's something that I feel like it's like a void that you're trying to fill. And you know, sometimes it's self-esteem. Your self-esteem is low, or you have to find your identity. That's why it's important. Like, when you don't have a father figure, don't run to a man for validation. Because 9 out of 10, if you haven't even found yourself and find your purpose, he gonna treat you like shit. He gonna treat you like shit. And especially if you don't make your own money, he gonna definitely treat you like shit. Like, oh, she need me. Oh, she ain't gonna leave me. Okay. Ladies, be your own leader. Make your own money. Don't let nobody dictate you when you move. You a queen. You move whenever, wherever. Period. Okay? So find your identity. Enjoy your singleness. Like, it's sometimes it could be like, oh, I wish I had somebody to be here with me, da 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 da, or whatever. But just know, you're in a season to build your self-esteem, to find your identity, to find your purpose for what you really want to do. And in terms, when you're doing that, like, your king is going to, he's going to manifest, because guess what? He's going to be so compatible with you. You're literally going to help him on his journey, and he's going to help you on your journey, because you guys are literally, you're going the same direction. You're going the same direction, but guess what? You have a car, he has a car, but you're going the same direction, okay? So make sure that if you're with somebody that you're compatible with them, they're equally yoked. Like, you can't be with somebody who don't have no confidence, or he's ignorant. Like, everything, oh, so this and this and this, like, Let's have some brain power here. Let's think about it. Like, your emotional intelligence is all the way at -2. I need for you to go sit down, okay? While you're like, your intelligence is all the way up top. And I'm like, what? No, don't do that. Don't do that. What I've learned is, you know, my father, he missed a lot of my good moments. But I know he was like, he's been looking over me. I've been feeling like my father been like over me my whole entire life. That's how I always feel connected to my father. But it's like, I talk to him, you know, but I feel like I get the message through somebody else that could be, that's here. You see what I'm saying? That give me the word. Sometimes the word come to me and I feel like, oh, da-da. Like, so that's why I call my father Dada, right? So your father give you a sense of purpose and identity. And so one of my dad's purpose was literally to help the community. I don't know if you guys know that. He was always, everybody know that he's for the community. And I feel like he instilled that in me. This is why I literally know that that's one of the things I'm supposed to be doing in the world. Like, whatever I do, it has to be a part of the community. I've always been, you know, that type of girl that's, you know, always want to give back to the community. Because without the community, you're nothing. For real, for real. Because the community supports you. Shout out to my community in Syracuse. Like, that's my family. I'm not even going to cry on this joint. Like, that's my family, y'all. Like, shout out to Miss Hayden that helped me to, like, grow as a woman, y'all. Like, I'm not going to do it, y'all. That's my family. That's not my blood, but that's my family. Okay? She just taught me so much. Like, you know, when me and my ex was having a hard time, she was like, hold your own. You know? Be strong for yourself. Be strong for your daughter. You know? Don't take no back talk from no nigga, from no guy, from no man. Don't take no back talk from none of them. You see what I'm saying? Stay on your own 2 feet. Make your own money. Make your own money. Be your own boss. Okay? That's what you told me. And this was someone who is prominent in the community. You know, she helped with, invited me and helped and produced Light the Candle for Literacy. And she got me involved. And she was just saying, like, yo, this is the things that is going to empower you. And when I said, like, once I, you know, I met Miss Hayden, like, it's been like that ever since. Like, the universe brings so much people in your life to pour in you so you could be better. And so even if you don't have a father, it doesn't dictate the person that you're supposed to be. So I say all this to say, like, yo, it's up to you to create your own reality, your own destiny. This was not in the scene for crying, but when you just have to be kind of like vulnerable like that, and I just want to give a big shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Hayden, and thank you for the love. Also, Big shout out to Sabrina, you know, that's my little sister. Actually my big sister, Rasta, all my people, even Syracuse University. I had so much amazing professors that helped pour into me to make me be like, you know, a resilient, excellent, you know, designer and just a human being. Like my teacher, Professor Long, like he just deposits so much amazing thing into me and gave me that confidence. Like, yo, Sheridana, you're amazing. You are going to be that top designer that you want to be, but you have to be patient. You know what I mean? You have to be patient. You have to work for what you want. Like, don't give up. He always used to be like, yo, you can do better. He's always saying, you could do better. You could do better. And when my design was, even if one scene was out, he'd be like, no, do it again. Do it again. And I'd be so irritated, but that helped me to be meticulous with my designs. Like, there's no seam out of place. So I want to give a big shout out to all of my teachers that helped me along the way. And Syracuse has been like so important in my life. And yeah, I didn't have my father, but yeah, I had so much other fathers that pour into me, and I just want to give them a big shout out. So ladies, your father is important, but if you don't have him, what do you do? What do you do? You pour into yourself. You father yourself. You get the resources to be able to build yourself, to build your self-esteem. And I'm here as witness to show you, like, yo, I had my father for 9 years, which that was super crucial. Because he instilled so much. Like, I was literally his princess, y'all. Like, so a little part of me is just like, I know I get whatever I want. I always have that in my head to be like, yo, my father always say, yo, you can get whatever you want. I can have whatever I want. So I always have that in my head. I can have whatever I want. And to this day, I know I can have whatever I want. So now I believe I can have whatever I want. So you can have whatever you want. You must believe it, you know? And so, and like, even, I remember this one time, like, my dad was in the hospital. Because, y'all know this other side, but he had got shot, y'all. He got shot. And I was in the hospital, and he was laying down, and everybody, like, my mom was there, my brother was there, my sister was there, I was there, and I was, like, a little one. I think I was, like, 7 or something like that, and he had a juice, I think my mom had brought him a juice, and it was on, like, the nightstand right next to him or whatever, and I was so thirsty. And I was just looking at that juice, but I know he's in the hospital, and I shouldn't be taking anything from him. He was like, and I was looking at the juice. He's like, you can have it. Like, he just knew, like, I needed the juice. And then my mom was like, no, make the man drink him juice. Da-da-da-da. He was like, no, let her have it. And I drank that juice. I was so happy. My dad made me so happy. And he was just like, you can have whatever you want. Like, literally, like, that's how it was. He's on his dying bed, and he gave me his juice. That's what a man does. He provide even when he lacks. That's what I'm telling you. A man does not hurt you at all. He don't. Period. Fathers, no. So all the fathers out here, love your daughter. Love your daughter. Okay? When your father isn't there to tell you you are beautiful, you are one of a kind, sometimes it could have that psychological thing like you're not good enough, but that's not true. You have to reprogram your brain to tell you. So I have an affirmation for you guys for today that I read to myself, and it really empowers me, and it goes a little something like this. I'm a magnet for the right people to come into my life. My aura and energy is magnetic. Everything I say and do turns into gold and add value to the world. My energy is contagious and healing to every person who passes me. They feel inspired to tap into their highest self. My existence alone moves mountains. My world is filled with so much beauty and abundance. And so it is. Period. Fathers, be a part of your daughter's life, y'all. I know if my dad was here, he would love to be a part of my life. I believe he could be a little bit controlling, but at the same time, it will come from a good place. So fathers, don't be too controlling, but also give your daughter a standard, okay, of what a great man is supposed to look like, what that love is supposed to look like, okay? Not perversion at all. Let's okay, so I have my list. I'm going to just write I'm going to tell y'all my list. The list right now. Where is the list? Okay, this is damn, we're already getting to our hour. Let me get to my seven situation. The seven things that your father should say to his daughter, darling. Okay, number one. Dress how you want to be addressed. Dress how you want to be addressed. Your dress code is your personal commercial. What are you advertising? Your dress how you want to be addressed. I think that's plain and simple. Okay? So, yeah, I think I'm going to just put a pin on that. I'm going to put a pin on that because I don't want to dive too deep into that one, right? But dress how you want to be addressed. Period. Okay, your identity and value is never hinged to a relationship. No, your value does not. It is not hinged to a relationship. And what does that mean? You could be valuable, okay, and you're single. Matter of fact, you could be more valuable, okay, because you're going to add value to that, to your king, okay? And so you don't need a man. You might want a man, but you don't need a man to give you value. Okay? A man does not define you at all. And I'm so happy I learned that. Okay? I'm so happy. Have your individuality. And I've learned that. Like, I'm just so happy when they see me, they see Sheridana. They don't like, oh, that's so-and-so wife. Okay? That's good. But they better know this is Sheridana Fiona Wilson. They better know. They better know this is Bossy Saucy. They better know, oh, that's the face of Sheridana Designs. Okay, this is Sheridana. Oh, that's the author Sheridana. Yup. That's the supermodel Sheridana. Yup. That's the podcast and creator Sheridana. Yup. That's me. Have your identity before you get married. That is the moral of the whole situation. Do not get married until you have your own identity. That means you have your own car. Meaning not a physical car, but also a physical car. Your own car, meaning your own vehicle to run your own life. So if that nigga want to go, be like, open the door, skirt, bye, goodbye. You want to go? Open the door for him. Goodbye. And guess what? Don't you come back. Okay? Number three. Never allow yourself to live with a man that makes you feel afraid. So when he get mad, and that's how you know how a man really feels about you, how he acts when he's upset with you. That's how you determine if a man really values and loves you. Do he act out of pocket, meaning he be cursing you down and talking mad junk, giving you name, and even put his hands on you. What? Put his hands on you. Oh no. When a man put his hand on you in a violent way, sweetheart, that's not love. That's abuse. And you keep them moving. You leave a man. And sometimes I know it's harder to say than do, but make your strategy, because you got to have this brain. Before you get into no relationship, make sure you have a brain so you can have your own strategy. So if shit's not working, you can have a strategy. See, I'm rolling. And you don't got to let him know. He'll know when you done left. Like, oh, what happened to so-and-so? Yeah. What happened to so-and-so? What happened? You tell me. Oh, you wasn't treating her right. That's why she left. She left. Period. Because a queen don't leave if she's being treated right. That's absurd. That's absurd. Anyway, number four, never compromise your value or your morals. It's a lot of, I'm going to call them clown in the crown again. It's a lot of clown in the crowns that will kind of try to talk you down from your morals. Just have that discernment. That I've learned, like, sometimes you could be in a space where you just feel like, man, I just want somebody to just be there for me. I just want somebody to hold me. But guess what? Don't compromise your moral for no clown in a crown. Because like I said, a man who's not willing to sacrifice his life for you, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. He's a bum. Okay? That dude is, he's garbage. He's garbage. And you know what we do? We throw garbage out. Throw him out. Okay? The dude be like, oh, but he can sleep with you, but he can't take you out. Oh, he can sleep with you, but he can't pay no bills. Oh, he can sleep with you, he can't call you. He can sleep with you, but he can't do nothing. He's trash. He's a clown. He's a buster. He's a sucker. He has to go. Throw the trash out. Throw it out. Throw it out, ladies. Throw it out. Period. Okay? Number five. Number five. Be ready to make your own money, like I was saying. Be ready to make your own money. That's why I tell my daughter, like, yes. Be ready to make your own money. Have your own brain, your own mind. Figure out what makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy, it's going to bring you money. It's going to bring you money because money is currency. You are the sum of money. Whatever you love to do will bring you your sum of money. Okay? Yes, like I said, a man, he's a provider. A king, he's a provider. He's a guardian. He takes care of his queen. But don't get that shit twisted. A queen, she got her own bag. She got her own bag. She got her own empire. She got her own everything. Have your own everything. Have your own everything. Because when you have your own everything, they won't try to take you for a clown. They won't take you for a fool. They think twice before doing some shit. Like, okay, I might lose my queen. And you know on the chessboard, when you lose your queen, you're so vulnerable and accessible for attack. Now, what? I know I'm a little, I don't know where. Y'all, child. I need to just break this situation up. But think about it. Think about it, y'all. Just know, image is everything. I want to just get into my fashion just because I feel like I'm a little emotional. I'm going to get to the last two one in a couple of minutes. We're down to 51 minutes right now. But you know what? I'm not going to rush myself today. We're not going to rush because I got a lot to talk about today. We're not done. But what I do want to do is, it's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion. It's time for fashion, y'all. Child, I forget to not look at something right. Now I gotta give y'all some vibes right quick, okay? With some music. And then I'm gonna talk about this little drip that I have right here on, child. And I think it's only fair, okay, that I play my dude. He goes by the name of Jerome Arab. Shout out to my dude, Jerome Arab. He's all the way in Zimbabwe. Okay, and this one's called Vibrant Thing because I feel so vibrant because I am, though. How you doing? And he said, this is my song. So this is my song. This is my song. Uh-huh. You're my vibrant thing. You're so fly. You just my type. Uh-huh. You're my... Hey. Yeah, we about to talk about this a little bit today, y'all. She Wine up ting. Yo, wine up ting. Wine that thing. Lift up your body. I do it so clean. Twist up your body. Rock that thing. Loving my body. Fresh and clean. Better me. Yes. Hold on. We're going to have to come back to Jerome right now. Okay? I'm going to give you guys the drip of the day, what I'm wearing, darling. So today we're wearing this delicious knit. I would say, what is this? It's gold, and I would call this a. Ooh, it just feels so good. It's gold. I feel like a walking trophy. Okay, do you know the step? Do you know the color or the theme for the for? I think it's like the Grammys, if it's the Grammys or the Emmys, you know, the fabrication, but like it's like liquid gold. Okay, so I'm wearing this liquid fluidity knit situation, and I draped it ever so just slightly, and it comes to my knee. It has like a mini train, but it's only like to my ankle, just to give me some drama, y'all. Okay, and for the bust line, it's literally, you know, a bow neckline. It is sleeveless. I'm just feeling the vibes with this. I paired it with this black snakeskin long snake belt, right? But it has some great elasticity because, you know, we do love the Dior era, but we want to be modern and we want to be comfortable as well. So I feel like a walking trophy. I feel like, you know, like I'm liquidy. I feel super sexy. I'm comfortable because the fabric is nice. I feel like a goddess. I'm sure you guys at the bottom. Okay. So this is how it looks. I mean, like, is this drape ever so nicely across the hip? It really complements my figure, okay? And so we really love this whole vibe, okay? So, and then the earrings, guys, I decided to just pair it with these gold and black chandelier earrings. That really complements it. I really, really love it. It has like that cultural kind of vibe to it. It's like triangle-y, upside down triangle. But like the action is here. I'm giving you face, y'all. And so that's the jewelry. I'm not wearing too much because, you know, I'm a minimalist. So I really don't want to wear too much makeup. And then that's the thing. When you're styling, what is the focal point? So the focal point is the dress, and then the earrings complement the whole ensemble, darling. And so I just want to give you guys dress and body and fierce and powerful and beautiful. Okay. And then the hair, we still have our Marley twist. So I just put it up in a beautiful angelic bun. Okay. Just to give you guys the queen vibes, you know. And then we're just, for the makeup, we're doing a natural makeup. I just emphasize my eyebrows a little bit, give you guys that gold palette of makeup, give you a little bit of cat eye, and then red lips, darling. And yes, you know I like the MAC lipstick, and then I paired it with the luxury lip liner, basically. And then I just tapped it off with a little bit of gloss to give me that good rich vibes. So that was my look of the day, guys. And then my nails just match my lips because red is powerful. That's our brand color, and it really just brings everything out. So that was my look of the day. If you guys want to see the whole visual, make sure you guys go straight to YouTube. If you like this content, guys, make sure you guys like this content, share my video, and subscribe, y'all. For my people on my podcast, go straight to YouTube. Okay, let's get back to the whole situation. Okay, so we were saying number five was to make your own coins. Make your own coins. I don't think I have to explain that anymore. When you make your own coins, you move when you want, you go when you want, you do what you want. Period. That's how, this is how, as a queen, this is how you do it. You gotta do it that way. You gotta do it that way, okay? Take it from me. Okay, take it from me, y'all. Take it from me, because I've had experience where I wasn't making any, when I wasn't bringing income in, but I was taking care of the house, taking care of the kids. And then, yeah, like, yeah. So, don't do it. And so, let's get into it. My next quote is, fathers, teach your daughters self-respect, confidence, morals, love, and self-love. Because then we will have less followers. Well, everybody look like each other. Everybody wearing the same clothes. Being a sketel. Being whole like. Like, you don't have to show your draws everywhere just because somebody else showing their draws. And that's the thing. And I'm going to go into all the figures that we be seeing in these streets that wear draws all the damn time. You don't have to perform in draws if you are a new artist, y'all. You don't have to. You don't have to perform. That is not the standard of success, to wear draws. No, you don't. You don't have to do that. And you should not do that, because it's been done over and over again. And we need a new batch of artists that have style, that want to showcase good designers, that want to showcase their personality, not their crotch. Yep, I said that. Back to the men. Most men serve to pervert the woman rather than empower them. And 9 out of 10, the girls who are wearing the drawers, I guarantee a man is running them. A man runs them. A man runs them and dictate them and say, oh, you basically pimping them out. Go make my money, bitch. Go make my money. Sell some pussy. Put some music behind it. Yup. And then bring me my shit back. Flip it. Double it. I'm putting money in you. Yeah. Use some sex appeal and bring me my motherfucking money. The men serve the pervert. Don't let, like, yo, for the ladies out here, don't make a man pervert you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stop letting dudes predict what you do and how you do it and what you wear and where you go. Stop. Because this shit is getting ridiculous. Somebody have to say something. It's getting ridiculous. Every artist that come out here have to be wearing fucking drawers all the fucking time. Like, stop letting these niggas tell you, oh, fucking put on some fucking leotards. This is not ballet class. Anyway, I think I'm just, yeah. Anyway, yeah. And it goes to number 6. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. To know you don't have to do that. Don't sell your soul to be able to get fame. Don't sell your soul to be able to get noticed. Ladies, I'm going to say this right now. Ladies, only love a man that is honorable and that honors you. Because what I've seen in my lifetime, a lady, she would love a man so much that don't honor her. And then she get beat down, and then guess what? She can't love again. She can't even notice a good relationship, because she just feel like everything's going to be perverted. She just feel like everything is going to be like fucked up. Yeah, I'm a little aggressive on it, because this is how I feel. This is how it's been happening. But once you start loving yourself, you'll know good people are going to come to you. They're going to come to you because you're a magnet for amazingness, for greatness. And you'll know, like, you deserve the best. and the best will come to you. But you have to go within yourself to know, like, you deserve the best, okay? And I know I deserve the best, and now I don't have to settle for less. So if I have to wait a little bit longer for my king, I shall, okay? I shall, period. And I wanted to get in. I wanted to get into my my news of the day about what's really going on in these streets in Jamaica real quick. But before that, I wanted to let you guys know that, remember I was saying get your own coins? Well, I want to introduce you guys to my coins. Because of life pains and because of life challenges to make me become my greatest version, because I was tired of depending on somebody else to give me what I desire, I decided that I was going to create my own legacy. I decided I was going to create my own wealth. I decided that I want better for myself, and I will be self-reliant if this is the last thing I do. And I want to introduce you guys to my book. This is called Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog, that is available at Amazon. And our family dog died over the summer, and literally he inspired me to write this book. It just literally dawned on me. I was just like, it was like a month passed, and I was like, yo, I really want to write this book because I never had a dog before, and I didn't know how much I really appreciate my dog Blue Eyes until I really couldn't really go see him, or he couldn't come and see us anymore. So shout out to Blue Eyes and Dog Heaven. It's called Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog, guys. All right, go and support. If you love dogs, if you have children that's under the age of 10, they'll love it. I'm gonna read you guys a few words. So, Blue Eyes was fast. Blue Eyes was beautiful. Blue Eyes was fun and extremely unusual. Blue Eyes ate grass. Blue Eyes ate steel. Blue Eyes ate rope. Who knows why? But that was his meal. His eyes was hazel, hair was brown, and he had white spot all over. He was good luck like a four-leaf clover. That's all y'all get. Get the book and support an entrepreneur, support a mom, support a single, you know, situation. I really love this book. Shout out to my kids, Joseph and Isabella, for being a contribution and express how Blue Eyes made them feel as well. So I really did this for them as well, so they'll know you have passive income for the rest of your life. Promote this book and you will always eat. You know what I mean? And so, speaking of always eat, I embody excellence. So of course I have to continue to express myself. So this book is called Illustrate Your Vision. And as you guys know, I'm a writer. As you guys know, I'm a creator. So I must illustrate my vision. And this book has helped me. And I know it can help you too. So if you want to jot down all your ideas, jot down, you know, your dreams, jot down, you know, all the things, the places that you want to travel, your quarterly goals, this is the book for you, okay? This is perfect for a student, perfect for an entrepreneur, perfect for a young person who, or anybody who really wants to start manifesting and writing things down and bringing it to reality. So this one is Illustrate Your Vision Journal on Planner, that is also available at Amazon, guys. So, yeah. And you already know we can't stop there, darling. Okay, because my brain continues to work like a machine. I also created I Am Dreaming Big. It's a poem and song book. As you guys know, I'm an artist as well. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. And so I created these songs that I wanted to share, and my poems I wanted to share with the world. Shout out to Tasia that inspired me to actually start performing them and to share it with the world. So shout out to Tasia. This also is available on Amazon. Support an entrepreneur. I finally had enough confidence, guys. Like, I had confidence, like, to be a model, to be a designer, but I did not have confidence to speak my truth. And I finally had the opportunity to speak my truth this summer, and I'm so happy that I was able to do that. So I'm proud of this. This is my first one, but definitely not my last. I have tons of different songs and tons of different poems that I continue to write, and so I will share it with you guys as it come. I wish, I know it will inspire you, so go and check it out. It's also on Amazon. Right, and of course we're not done. Okay, I also, like I said, I'm a writer, and I dream a lot, and whatever I dream, I put it down my to-do list. I put it on here. This is straight just like journaling, and so this is my Illustrate Your Vision notebook. Okay, this is for all the scholars out here that want to manifest and just write down your thing and have it all in one place. Okay, so Illustrate Your Vision notebook. This is also available and on Amazon. Just type in Sheridana Fiona Wilson and you guys will have all these books. Okay, creating my own legacy is the vision, and I'm on my way. So remember, ladies, create your own coins, however the universe gave it to you. This is how the universe gave it to me, with my knowledge. I was supposed to share my knowledge with you guys to be able to get my wealth. And so here it is. And so it is. I'm proud of myself because I did this. I've been kind of like my whole life, I was supposed to start doing this and start like expressing myself this way. But it took this time. It took this time to give myself finding my identity and finding my strength to be able to do all these things now. So this single season, and this is all done while I'm single, guys. While I'm single, this is what I'm saying. Your single season is your most fruitful season ever. I promise you that. And I don't promise a lot of things. I promise you that. Your single season is your best season yet. And I could attest to that. Period. Okay, and so I want to give you guys my quote. Okay, my quote. What quote? Sex is not love. The greatest love is a non-sexual expression of affection. I hope I didn't miss y'all when I said that. The greatest love that a man could give is a non-sexual expression of affection. So if he cannot stimulate your mind first, he should never stimulate her, because he will not be worth it. Don't let nobody pressure you. Don't nobody persuade you. Don't let nobody force you or entice you or behoove you. However, don't let nobody do that. Okay? And so I'm going to wrap up our thing. I've been wanting to do our hour, but I wanted to do it in a way where it's authentic. I don't want to be rushed. Fathers, be a part of your daughter's life. They need your voice. They need your voice. And I'm talking from a daughter's perspective. Fathers, your daughters need your voice. Okay? Be there for them. Yeah, some fathers don't really have a lot of coins or what have you, but your presence alone is the present. Long as you show them that you love them, and really, even if you don't have a lot of things, whatever you have, that's what you give. And I want to do a shout out to all the amazing fathers that do any and everything for their daughter. Even when they lack, they still give. That's great leadership. Okay, so teach your daughter leadership, even though you know, everything is not perfect. I still work on teaching my daughter leadership. I'm not a dude, but I know what a great man is supposed to look like because I've been doing my homework and I had great leadership. You know, there's a lot of people that's not my blood that really came and really, like, really helped me to show me, like, what does a healthy man look like. And I'm happy that, yeah, it took a lifetime to see, but I'm happy that I actually finally get to see it and know what it is. And I really value that. So shout out to everybody who has poured into me. Without further ado, I want to say thank you guys for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And we are going to do our rock out session and just hold the vibes, okay? I'm going to give you guys a couple of minutes. We're going to just rock out to a few good songs right quick. And yeah, we're going to just hold the vibes. We're going to hold the vibes. We're going to hold the vibes. Okay, so the vibe that, because we don't have, I want to just keep it down to a minimum. We're going to go and finish. Only a little snippet, y'all. Only a snippet. Jerome, what's good? That cook-off is coming. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're my vibrant thing. You're so fly. Baby girl, you're just my type. Keep it going nonstop on the side. Cause you're my wind-up thing. Tell me where do I sign up for that fly shawty. Ain't no love better than God, all these niggas going crazy. She call out, drop me, we're on the dance floor. Baby, don't leave me dance some more. Wind that thing, wind that thing,
wind that thing,
wind that thing, broke up your body, I do it so clean, twist up your body, rock that thing, loving my body, fresh and clean.
Right now, guys, we're tuning into our rock out session, and we're tuning in to the one and only Jerome Arab, y'all. We rocking out. This is the end of the show, so come vibe with me.
Hey. You're my vibrant thing. You're so fly. I'm just here to type. Hey. You're my twist up your body. Wind that thing.
Shout out to my people in Brazil. What's good? I do it so clean.
Twist up your body. Rock that thing. Loving my body. Fresh and clean.
Monday, big me up. Looking like a superstar. Sheridana, she's a superstar. Come on.
I'm about to pull the trigger on. Don't stop, don't stop. I won't. Hey, tick tock, tick tock. Don't stop, don't stop. Tick tock, tick tock.
Okay, yo, I'm gonna go to my next song right now. And you guys may or may not know this artist right here. This is the new butt song that just came on the scene. Well, actually, it's not that new, but I feel like it's just now. You know how music circulate and it just start popping for real, for real. This song is by Wizkid. It's called Essence featuring Tims. But some love that song, y'all. Hey. Vibes. Vibes. Guys, did you guys know I was a TA in college? I know how to ballroom. So my man, I'm going to have to teach my man how to ballroom. Because we going to be, all of y'all be seeing that couple on IG. They be grooving. I want my baby to be know how to dance with me. Okay. Essence. Yeah, he better know how to do all this. But he got to have some ballroom dancing skills.
I need to give it all.
work. My body's talking to you, nice. Body, baby. Say more, you know. No other body. Well, in life, you definitely need other people. Okay, but in the sense of knowing yourself and loving yourself, you don't need anybody else. But we're going to go straight into this situation. I'm probably going to give you guys two more songs, then we're going to roll out. Okay, I want to give a big shout out to my dude, my peoples, Masika, Devzadeb, Wagwan. What's good? Mr. My love, that's Tanya. I had to share this with y'all. Spread your wings. Nothing is impossible to believe. Ladies, fellas, nothing is impossible. If I can do it, you can spread your wings. Breasts that flow like a reef. Breasts that flow like a reef. Get my shoe. Told ya, I'm a leader. The trigger. Breasts that flow like a river. I believe. See you where we at. Every day we at. Blessed have a flow like a river. Blessed have a flow like a river. Blessed have a flow like a river. I'm a river. I need a trigger. Blessed have a flow like a river. I believe and we're gonna finish out with the queen, because you already know this is the vibe right now. This is the last song.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me.
Who I fire is my empire. This moment, I'm queen.
In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring. Put it on everything that I will retire with the ring.
Yes.
I will retire with the crown.
Yes.
No, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Clap for the heavyweight champ.
Me.
But I couldn't do it all alone.
My community.
Young money raised me. Grew up out in Brazy. Southside Jamaica.
J.A. Syracuse, NY. Maryland raised me. A little bit of Florida, Cindy K, I don't know, Sheridana, Dara for Fashionista, but just, I'm gonna put my water up. Cheers. Can have this moment for life, hey, for life. Cause in this moment, I just feel so alive. Cause it's that I can have this moment for life. Cause in this moment, I just feel so alive. Yes, that was a vibe, guys, and I know you guys got value off of that, okay? And so this is our show, okay? Thank you guys so much for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista, and my quote that I would like to share with you guys, that is my favorite quote, is do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she bring her dreams into reality, period. She illustrates her visions. This is what we do. So go and illustrate your vision, whatever that may be. Okay, make sure it's not harmful to any, and it's empowering you and it's making you become your greatest version. Go and illustrate your vision. I love you guys so much. Go and be great. Mwah. Peace out. Yeah.